From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. For many college students, spring break means traveling to warmer climates for a week-long party. But this year, hundreds of college kids are trading the beach for the bayou and heading to New Orleans to help that city rebuild. This week, former North Carolina Senator John Edwards organized one of several student work programs. His is called Opportunity Rocks. It brought together an estimated 700 kids from 85 schools across the country to help clean up New Orleans. Senator Edwards' project is underway right now, and he joins us via phone. From the Crescent City, Senator, I have to beg your indulgence and our listeners' indulgence today for a voice that has clearly left me, but we appreciate your time and welcome you back to the program.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Let me ask you why you decided to get involved with this project.
Well, basically what happened was last fall, as part of Opportunity Rocks, which is a group that I helped put together, I traveled around to college campuses to organize young people around the issue of poverty, getting them involved in advocacy, getting them involved in volunteering in their community. And we got a remarkable response. Thousands and thousands of kids signed up to help. And it just occurred to me that with all the work that needed to be done in New Orleans, this was an opportunity for young people to show what their character really was to the rest of the country and come here and do work. And I have to be honest with you, when I put out the word that I was asking for college students to give up their spring break and to come to New Orleans and do dirty, hard work, you know, all day long, sleeping in tents, I honestly thought the response would, I thought we'd be lucky if we got 150 or 100 kids. Well, we ended up with 700 here. We could have had more, but there was no place to put them. There were that many students who wanted to come, and they're working their rear ends off. And I can tell you, it's amazing seeing them out here working and sweating and doing really nasty, grueling work to help the people of New Orleans.
Yeah, we'll be talking to a couple of those students in just a moment. But I'm told by one of the students that you gave the rallying call, if you will, on Wednesday and really fired the students up. What did you tell them?
I told them I was proud of them. I told them their generation has an opportunity to change the country. And I've seen other young people change America before, young people from college campuses. Specifically, I talked to them about the civil rights movement of the 1960s and the incredible force that young people on college campuses were in that movement, speaking out against the war in Vietnam. And I told them that, you know, you can't wait for someone else to do this. You have to do it. You shouldn't wait for me or anyone, your parents or anyone else to tell you what's right and what needs to be done, because you know what's right. The most remarkable thing is that it's not just talk for them. I mean, they're here. I mean, I was in the houses working with them yesterday all day long. This is hard work. And seeing these kids just so inspired about what they're doing is a wonderful thing.
This is part and parcel for you of a larger anti-poverty campaign. Talk to us about how this ties in. Clearly, you'll be able to talk about pre-Katrina New Orleans and the poverty that besieged not only that city but many cities across the country.
Well, as everyone knows, all your listeners know, what Katrina did was expose the face of poverty to a lot of Americans who didn't want to know about it, didn't want to think about it. And this is a very vivid example of what exists all over the country. It's not unique to New Orleans. What we have is we have poor people clustered together in particular parts of the city. In this case, you don't have economic segregation. You have racial segregation. You have exactly the same thing as we all know in cities all across America. And I think this issue of 37 million people who live in poverty every day is the great moral issue of our time. I think we have a responsibility to do something about it, to give opportunity and hope to families that are out there struggling. And I've spent the last year or so meeting with families all over the country in 25 or so states now, just working with them and hearing their struggles. And we're working at the University of North Carolina at the Poverty Center that I'm director of on specific ideas that will help families who live in poverty, help identify the problems, come up with new forward-looking ideas about how to solve it. But what these young people are doing is demonstrating that there is a large swath of America who know that this is see it as a moral issue and want to do something about it.
Senator, how do we keep the young people engaged beyond spring break and, quite frankly, America from not suffering Katrina fatigue and to make sure that they understand that this is a long-term project?
Well, I think in a couple of ways. One is for us to continue to show the country what's happening here. We've been working here in New Orleans, and what you see is the devastation is so wide and so deep, and the work that's necessary to rehabilitate New Orleans, to rehabilitate and reconstruct these communities, is going to take a long time, and it's going to have to be intense. And so we need the country first to recognize the work is not only not finished, it's barely begun. There's so much left to be done. And then secondly, and I believe this very strongly, I think there's an opportunity if we can get out of the same old politics that's been going on in America for so long and actually just do the right thing and inspire the country around a cause that America will respond to. And what I always say is while the government has been an incredible mess in response to the hurricane, the American people haven't. I mean, the volunteering, what we're seeing with these young people, the contributions, taking families into communities all across the country. What's needed is leadership. You know, these young people need some leadership, but it's also true that America needs leadership, principled, moral leadership, because the country will want to do the right thing. There needs to be sustained long-term leadership in order for that to happen. Me along with others, we need to provide it.
All right, former North Carolina Senator John Edwards, he's the director of the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. As always, Senator, thanks for joining us.
Ed, thank you so much.